welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro with Eagles safety Kenny Phillips. Welcome to Philadelphia. Just down the south to the Jersey Turnpike. Okay, let it sink in here. Philadelphia Eagles, New York Giants in the rearview mirror. It is kind of, it's a reminder of the fact that this is a business, isn't it? It
definitely a business. I would have never thought I would be sitting here as a Philadelphia Eagle.
Well, hey, man, I couldn't stand you at all when you were up in Big Blue. Now I love you.
And I couldn't stand the Eagles either, but hey, you know what I'm saying?
The rivalry of the NFC East, it's pretty special, isn't it?
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's each game is going to come down to the wire. It's tough, you know, a lot of pushing and shoving. You're kind of raised on, you don't like this team, I hate this team, and that's kind of how it was, but I'm happy to be here today.
You're such a humble guy, but, you know, I'm going to totally stereotype this, but the U is this, you know, coming from the U, there's a big, very reputation of being outrageous guys, 30 for 30, you know, you watch that about University of Miami. Talk about the college days, Kenny, and propelling you into the NFL as a first-round draft pick must have been a great time down there.
I enjoy myself. You know, I'm from Miami, Florida, so it was great to just stay home. But, you know, when it was – I don't want to say – back in the day when they had the U, you know, some of those guys with Michael Irvin, and that's when it was like
– Brown.
Yeah, that's when it was really like – I guess they want to call it thug ball. But, you know, once I got there, it was a little bit more classy. Mm-hmm. But I still have that tough mentality. I just don't, you know – I kind of let my play speak for itself. I don't like to go out there a lot of rah-rah. I'm not that type of guy.
Tell me about your path into football. How old were you when it started? When did you think you'd have a chance to play NFL football?
I started when I was around I was 8. You know, I had to beg my mom to play. She wouldn't let me. My father kind of finally convinced her. Enjoyed it, man. I really enjoyed it and finally got to high school. And I actually played receiver. I didn't know what to play once I got to high school because high school that I attend, all they do is run the ball. So I figured as a receiver, I'd never get the ball. So I just figured I'd just go to safety and, you know, try to catch someone else's. So it worked out for me.
Very well. Good. Good. And that was your choice?
Yes.
Hey, coach, let me go to defense.
Yeah, and it worked out.
Yeah, you sure did. So the position of safety seems to have changed so much over the years, Kenny. It used to be you got to be this physical, hard-hitting guy. And you still have to be that. But you now have to have the range in these NFL rules to cover receivers. They spread out the field. It's probably the most demanding position, I think, on the football field right now. That's why it's so hard to find great ones.
I'm so happy that you recognize that and give the safeties the credit they deserve because it's very rare that you find a safety that, you know, can cover or, you know, tackle that's real physical because you need a safety to be all those things, especially in this league because, you know, the offense coming out in the spread and you got to cover guys and they still want you in a box. So, I mean, it's a tough position to play. But I love it.
Yeah, in the read option, which seems to be taking over the world now in the NFL, what are the responsibilities for a safety?
It depends. I mean, you just got to be smart. I mean, you got to realize it's pass first always. I mean, it's not your responsibility to go down there and make a tackle, you know, 1 yard in the backfield when you got receivers running past you. So you just got to be disciplined, and that's the key to discipline, period, is the key to this read option.
Kenny, it's a one-year contract. It's a chance to prove yourself. Putting a lot of pressure on yourself to make it right this 1 year, and then you know lead in greatness.
No pressure. But I feel, you know, relaxed. If anything, you know, like I said, just a new beginning, new start. You know, I feel like I'm starting all over, but I have a whole bunch of knowledge now. I've been in the league 5 years. I know the ins and outs of the position. Know the ins and outs of, you know, of football and especially the division. So I'm looking forward to it. Just a new beginning.
A lot of success, Super Bowl victory for you. What's the feeling of winning the Lombardi Trophy, getting the ring?
Wow, it's a feeling I can't explain. You know, I used to watch guys win it and wonder why they cry. Like, I'll never do that. And as soon as the ball dropped, there I was crying. Yeah. You know, just I guess you just think about, you know, all the hard work and stuff that goes into it. And then just to hoist that trophy is an amazing feeling.
You wear the ring?
No.
How come?
First of all, it's too big. I mean, I can't just walk around with a big ring full of diamonds. But it's something special. It means something special to me. Like I say, worked so hard to get it. I love to share that moment with my teammates. I never forget that. And I definitely don't wear it around.
Did it change your life? Did it change your perspective on life? Did it make you? I don't know. You tell me what happens.
It does.
I need to find out.
It does change your life. It makes you more hungrier. Like as soon as we won, I was like, man, let's win another one.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the mentality that we all took. You know, when I was playing for the Giants, we all had that like, oh man, let's win another one. This is nice. You know, you get more hungry. It's not about just winning games no more. It's not about, you know, how much you're making. It's about, I want to go somewhere. We got a chance to win it because it's a great feeling. It really is.
Well, as much as I dislike the Giants and when you played for them, disliked you, always, I will say this, always respect for the way the Giants run the organization. And the players, you guys learn how to play well down the stretch and then take that into the playoffs. Is that something that they – a culture up there of, hey, let's get this thing – and then can you bring that here too? That, it, you know, when it's December, it's time to buckle down, get into the playoffs, and then play error-free football in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, Tom Coughlin, he's a great coach. I mean, hats off to him. He does a great job with that organization. And, you know, just meeting with Chip for the first time, he has that same mentality. He's a great guy, and I feel like he's going to get us on the right track. And guys going to – he seemed like a player's coach, so guys are going to want to play for him, and that's all it takes.
Well, they say you better be in the best shape of your life for Chip Kelly practice. So
I hear that. I'm looking forward to it.
Kenny Phillips, thank you, man.
I
welcome to Philadelphia.
It.
Kenny Phillips, Eagles safety, joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.